Hey, it's been a while since I've recorded an episode. I'd apologize, but that's kind of the point of this show that I'm doing. Just really being able to talk at ease, really just kind of be myself, talk whenever I want about the things that are going on in my life, whether it's personal or semi-personal or whatever. Try not to talk about work too much, you know, just because it's work. So here's some things that are going on with me. It's been a very long time, actually, since I recorded an episode of this show. So, going back to the end of January, probably too much information for everybody, but I wanted to talk about this, and I think I recorded something at some point about this, and I didn't publish it. I can't find the file. That's one thing that I don't like about this MacBook Air is there are simply not enough ports for everything I need. I have an audio hard drive. I have a graphic design hard drive. Just not enough ports, even with the little extension thing that I have. It's just not enough. Anyway, at the end of January, January 31st, I believe, I made a big decision in my life, Wendy's life, my kids' life. I had a vasectomy, and we are no longer having any more kids. That was a big decision. We've actually been talking about it for probably the last 3 years. Really just because, you know, we were kind of like, what is the state of our family? You know, we have an 11-year-old and now a 6-year-old. And that, you know, that 5-year gap is so huge between the two of them that I think it causes some conflict between the two of them because, you know, we have a kid that is transitioning out of this wanting to play with toys, wanting to pretend and use their imagination. And we have a kid who is still very deep into it and is really starting to understand more about the world and bringing that into her play. And, you know, there were a lot of conversations that we had. I want Wendy and I to sit down and do an episode of our other podcast, because we said, and really talk about this whole thing. But the long and short of it is, you know, we just felt like we were done having kids. I think it was hard when, you know, we have friends that have kids that are younger than both of ours. And, you know, it's like, well, where does that fit in with our friendships, too? And I think the more that we talked about it, we realized that, you know, maybe that makes us more sympathetic because we've been there. We've been in that awkward position where you have to have a kid around you all the time because you're taking care of them. You're feeding them, nursing them, just raising them in general, you know, until they can kind of be a little bit more independent. But I think obviously we made that decision, but we're done having kids. We want to raise the kids that we have. And the other part of that is, when Wendy had both of the girls, she had to be induced because of high blood pressure. And it's a scary thing for her. It's a scary thing for babies. It was a scary thing for me. And I don't want to lose a child or my wife due to high blood pressure. So we made the decision that I was going to go and get a vasectomy. And that would be the end of it. And I gotta say, my dad gives me a hard time because my brother and I both now, you know, two of his sons have had vasectomies, and he's not had one, and it makes him very squeamish just to think about it. So I find it funny, and, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's got their own comfort levels. But I've got to say, I'm very happy with the doctor that I went to. Dr. Snyder down in Castleton. Just a really good guy to go to. The whole procedure from the time I walked in the door to the time I walked out, 30 minutes. And that included him doing the whole procedure, you know, talking to me for, you know, a minute or two before starting everything. And then after it was done, you know, I sat up and we walked into another room so he could get somebody else prepped. That was kind of funny because, you know, you're laying down during this whole procedure. And when it's over, he's like, okay, so here, I want you to grab a hold of my hand. I'm going to help lift you up so you can sit up and get finished. And he lifted me up so fast, but there's this warning of, you know, you may get lightheaded, so we want to make sure that you're okay. Well, I think what happened was not because of the procedure that was done. I think it was because I sat up so fast, obviously, so I don't pull or strain or anything. But yeah, it was quite an experience. I didn't get lightheaded until right after, like literally seconds after he asked if I was lightheaded or not. So I just thought it was kind of funny. But the experience was great. I would do it again if I had to. Obviously, don't want to pay that cost. Thank goodness for my insurance and HSA. But yeah, that was an experience for sure. I am all healed up. Still, I think I've got about a month. It's actually the day before my birthday that I have to send in a sample to make sure everything is clear. But yeah, lot of personal information there, but I tried to make it safe enough, friendly enough that if you do have kids and you are around them while you're listening to this, they shouldn't ask too many questions. I hope. We've kind of talked to the girls. I mean, they know that we're not having any more kids, so there's no baby brother in the future or baby sister. You know, so we've talked to them about it in as basic terms as needed. But yeah, that happened, and that's been, you know, over a month ago, month and a half-ish, maybe. I can't do time very well. Anyway, so yeah, I'm all healed up from that. It was a good experience overall. One thing, though, I am beginning to notice, and as you know, back in October 2019, I started working from home. I think I talked about that previously, but obviously if you're listening to this, you know who I am. We're friends, probably, or you just stumbled on this. But regardless, I started working from home, working for a podcast company, and I love it. I really do enjoy working from home, not having to go out in the nasty weather. It was like perfect timing. So I got to avoid all of the snow and all of this stuff as far as work goes. Didn't have to drive in it to get to where I need to go. The downside that I'm experiencing right now is I work in our basement and it's not finished. It's pretty dungeon-esque. You know, I have a couple of lights that help brighten up the place a little bit. And it's great. It really is. But it's still dungeony. Like it doesn't feel like an office. It feels and probably looks to anybody that just walked down here. It looks like I just threw together this space. I mean, I have stuff all over the place. Like I have this very small desk. I want to upgrade and get a bigger desk. But it doesn't feel very office-y. It feels very dungeon-y. And I've noticed that that's been playing into a lot of my anxiety and depression again. And it's weird because it's for a totally different reason. Before, it was because of my work environment with my coworkers. Now it's the opposite. It's the work environment and not having coworkers and working in a place that's pretty gloomy all the time. I don't get a lot of natural sunlight. I have like literally a window and a half at the top of the basement wall where some light comes in. If I'm working later because my hours shift from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And so when it starts getting dark, those lights disappear on those later days. And it does take a little bit of a toll. I don't mind walking up and down the stairs. That's not a problem. It's just, it gets a little lonely. I mean, I have conversations with coworkers through Slack, but it's a little draining sometimes to not interact with people face to face, not see people. And I wasn't really expecting that when I started working from home. Again, I still love it. I love the alternative, or I love this versus the alternative of going to work and being miserable because of coworkers. And I think anybody that works with other people, you run into that because people have different personalities, and you know, you either work well with someone or you don't. For me, it was, I just tolerated the person I worked with while I worked with them and made the most of the days that I had to work there. But overall, though, I really do enjoy my job. If Mike or Todd happens to be listening to this, I love my job. I don't want to be fired. I do enjoy it. I promise. That was awkward, right? Begging for my job. I'm not begging for my job. I enjoy it. I just need a better office situation. And because we rent, there's only so much I can do. I can't finish the floors. I can't put carpeting down here and drywall the walls or anything like that. It's temporary, and that's the way that it's going to be. Anyway, moving on. So my mental state is, it's okay for the most part. I have days where I feel a little bit more anxious or depressed for various reasons, not solely because of my work environment. I think it adds to it, but you know, we have a lot of things going on. Wendy's been very busy doing her cookies and cakes and cupcakes. We call it Wink, because that's kind of what her company name is. But she's done very well, and the last couple of weeks have been crazy busy, and that kind of adds to my anxiety a little bit, because while I want her to succeed and while I think that she's doing fantastic, there is just this knowing that she is working while the girls are, you know, trying to live their lives too. My girls, I love them to death. They're not always the most patient. They also don't tend to realize when we're extremely busy. They need things even though they don't really need things. Does that make sense? If you have kids, you obviously know what I'm talking about. But there's just like this like tension that I feel because I can hear anything that's going on upstairs. It's just the way that it is. And, you know, she's also not just taking care of our kids and homeschooling them and running a business. She's also helping with the homeschool group as a teacher. And so she's got all these plates, you know, constantly spinning. And I'm in my own little anxious bubble going, well, I don't know what to do to help you more. And, you know, when she has all of these things going at the same time, this week is a perfect example, you know, doing the things that she does around the house on a regular basis. Plus she's doing Wink. Plus she has co-op actually today, which is why I'm recording right now. And that all of that stuff is going on. And it makes me anxious because I'm like, well, what can I do to help? And the answer is commonly nothing. You know, you need to go do your job and let me be up here and do what I need to do and don't let it stress you out. vicious, you know, snake eating its own tail kind of situation here, because we do go round and round about it a lot, but it also adds to my anxiety. I'm getting to this point where I've got to suck it up. I've got to go see a doctor and maybe get medication for it. This last weekend, I was super down. And I think part of it was because I'm still trying to figure out this diet thing. I did the ketogenic diet for a while. And actually, it was going pretty well. And then Wendy's started doing this intermittent fasting. And I was like, well, let's try it. Because I hate the fact that she's, you know, on a day where she's not eating. And this is a whole thing. I'm not going to get into it. But on days that she doesn't eat, or eats a whole lot less, she's still up there making me a meal and making the girls a meal. And again, anxiety added. You know, plus 10 anxiety for all of you D&D role-playing game types out there. And so I was like, well, I will join her in her quest to see how it's working. Oh, she just texted me, which is probably why you heard that ding. I'm going to text her back. She wants to know if I want anything on her way home. I'm going to say, no, I'm good. Don't worry about me. Don't need that anxiety. Anyway. Totally lost my train of thought. Shoot. I wish I could rewind and go, hey, what was I talking about? And I could, but then I lose flow and it requires editing and eh. Oh, yeah. So I decided to join her and try this intermittent fasting thing. I got 2 weeks in, realized it is not for me. It actually affects my mood. I'm grumpier on days where I'm not eating. And I think a lot of it is probably kind of this, you know, smokers deal with this hand-to-mouth action, this motion. It's comforting to do that. And for me, it's the same way. I like eating, hence the reason why I'm overweight. Also, I don't eat the healthiest always, and I overeat. But, you know, I just realized that this is not the diet for me. And then I think, you know, I don't really want to go back on keto because I don't want to have to limit the things that I eat. When you're doing this intermittent fasting, you can eat whatever you want, just try and stay in the calories that you're allowed to have. So it goes from carb counting with keto to calorie counting with intermittent fasting. And it was so hard for me, and I finally gave up. Last weekend was incredibly difficult for me because I didn't really have a normal, you know, every other day I'm eating kind of week. I would go every other day until I think Friday was the first week, and then Friday and Saturday we ate, and then Sunday I had to like force myself, which Sunday's usually the day that I do the least. I actually had to force myself to not eat and not want to eat, or, you know, not eat a lot. And I wasn't losing any weight. Wendy has her own theories on it, but I just saw how it affected my mood and my mental status. And I decided I'm not doing this. I can't. I would rather be on keto and have to limit what I'm eating rather than not eat in a day. Now, Grant, okay, getting into this, because I don't want you to feel like we're starving ourselves. We can eat, like, I think it's like 500 calories, which, I mean, that's enough. But the problem is, you know, generally, I eat way too many calories, and I have a sedentary lifestyle. I sit for work. I don't get up and move, and I'm not burning off calories. So this intermittent day fasting allows me to eat what I want, but then the next day my body is processing calories from the previous day to kind of feed me and take care of my body. It's a whole thing. I trust my wife, but it didn't work for me. And now I'm kind of at this point where it's like, well, am I going back to being on this ketogenic diet again? Is that where I'm headed again. It, you know, I did lose the most weight, but I don't know. I had to have a cheat day like every other week. Otherwise, I would get in that same emotional problem, state, whatever. Not emotional, but mental. But that led to emotionally, I was just drained. I was upset. I was frustrated with people. And it wasn't their fault. So Sunday, I went and saw The Invisible Woman with David and Sabrina and Mike, and enjoyed the movie, and it helped. But when I got home, I was just back at I got something out to eat. I was just kind of back at, not really. I was feeling anxious again. And I don't think it's home life. I think everything's great with home. as good as you can have with an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old. You know, they're kids. They're going to do what they're going to do. So all this to say, I'm not losing weight anymore. I kind of stopped when I was on, or after I switched from keto to intermittent fasting. And I don't know what I want to do. I want to try something different because I don't want to have to limit. I think it's more, I'm going to have to push myself out of a comfort zone and not, I'm going to have to make myself uncomfortable, and I'm going to have to be more physical, going and taking walks when I don't want to, and that's maybe where I need to start, where I just need to walk a couple of hours a day, I've thought about getting, not a recumbent bike, but like a stationary bike down here. How to get it down here by myself, don't know, but I could figure that out. Because I want to figure out a way to start, being able to eat whatever the hell I want and still lose weight. Now, granted, I know that means I'm going to have to really work hard in order to burn off calories or fat or whatever, and I have a long way to go. But that's kind of where I'm at. I want to be able to eat what I want. That's the base line here. And I don't know how to do it. If you have, I've noticed I've gotten louder as I've gotten more passionate here. If you have suggestions for me, because you have lost weight in a particular way, like, what are you doing? I'm interested. Are you just being more health conscious? Are you maybe eating more salads than fried food? Like, that's an obvious thing. And I eat healthier. I'm more conscious about it. But, you know, when you go out with friends, like, I'm going to get a burger and fries if we're going to a place that sells burgers and fries, and I'm going to eat it with the bun. That was the whole thing with keto, was I want the whole experience. I don't want to have to censor my own food habits because of some diet that I'm on. And I felt like I was most successful when I did that, where when I was on keto, like, throughout the week, I was eating all keto food all the time, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks if I needed snacks. And, you know, it worked for me. You know, if I was at home and I wasn't out, I ate keto. But if I was out, if we went out with friends, I'm eating a burger. If we went over to a friend's house and they were planning on getting pizza, I was eating pizza, and I was actually still losing weight. And maybe that's what I need to do still, and just make my own damn food during the week when I'm at home, instead of on days where Wendy's not eating, she makes my food. Well, maybe I just need to make it. There's a concept. Look at that. I think I've answered my own question. Still, I'm going to wrap this up because I've been chattering for quite a while now. If you have experience with depression, anxiety, dieting, weight loss, if you have experiences there, I would love to hear what you have to say, because I am at last weigh in. I'm at about 274, which is really sucky for a guy that's like 5'10 ish. I don't remember how tall I am. I think I'm about 5'10". But to be that heavy, like, I don't feel that heavy. And I think I've talked about this previously. I don't feel that heavy. I don't feel like I look that heavy. But then when I look at pictures, I'm like, oh, shit, I really am that fat. And everybody sees me like that, and everybody thinks it's normal. But in my head, that's not normal for me. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think. I will talk to you guys later. I have some more thoughts on some other things that I will get to in a future episode, mainly relating to a series of episodes done by Rhett and Link on their podcast, Ear Biscuits. I will put a link to those episodes so that you can listen to them, because I am going to be discussing spiritual, religious matters in an upcoming episode once I can get those thoughts kind of squared away, because I have some thoughts, not so much on what they have said, but because of what they have said, it has spurred me into wanting to talk about this stuff. Maybe I will bring Wendy on and we'll talk about it together so that you get a full scope from both of us, and it's not just me rambling. So that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Thanks so much for listening, and subscribe if you want to. That'd be awesome.